بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد. Continue reading from the statement of the author رحمه الله تعالى with regards to المرتبة الثانية الإيمان, the issue of الإيمان, and that which the author has mentioned. It's very beneficial in the methodology that he has traversed upon in this way. And now he has defined al-Iman in this manner. And he says, al-Martabatu al-Thaniya, the second stage and level of the deen, al-Iman, wa huwa bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, and it is 70 some odd branches. A'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, its highest branch is the statement, la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatu al-adha 'an al-tariq, and its lowest branch is to remove some harm from the path. وَالْحَيَّاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and that bashfulness, chastity, shyness, والحياء, it is a branch of faith. We see that what the author he has mentioned here, rahimahullah, and that his definition of al-Iman is actually the wording of a hadith and a prophetic narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the exact wording here. And the similar wordings, as the author has mentioned, and this definition has come on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even it has been reported in muttafaqun alayhi by Bukhari and Muslim, this wording, or one of the wordings, excuse me, that has come and with this meeting. And it's known to the scholars of hadith as hadith al-shu'ab, the hadith of the branches of faith. And then the author, he says, وَأَرْكَانُهُ sitta, and the pillars of faith, of iman, are six, and he mentioned those six pillars of faith. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. So this indicates that he had defined the issue of al-Iman with this narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and inside this narration is a clear evidence and clarification of the reality of al-Iman, and that it is as has preceded statement and action and creed. As the Salaf, they have mentioned, al-Imanu qawlun wa amal, statement and action. And we have seen what is intended by that, the statement and action, the statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart, and the action of the body parts and the action or the actions of the body parts, as well as the actions of the heart, as well as the actions of the heart. All of this is considered at Iman. And we have seen the evidences for this, yani, from some of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have seen that very beneficial statement of al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. And to summarize again, we mentioned that Iman, it is the creed of the heart, and this is the foundation of al-Iman, and the evidence for that is found in the hadith of Jibreel, and that has preceded. And likewise, the actions are also from Iman, and this is found in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, and the narration of the delegation of Abdul Qais. And they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told them about Iman, and he commanded them to establish the Shahada, or to state the Shahada, or Shahadatain, and likewise to establish the prayer and the zakat and the fast of Ramadan, and to give the charity of the khumus and the war booty. And that these actions, they are from Iman. And so we see that also from Iman, that or that foundation that is established in the heart, likewise the actions are as well considered from Iman. And then also we have seen from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the hadith, لَا يَزْنِي زَنِي حِنَ يَزْنِي وَهُ مُؤْمِنٌ, that the one who fornicates, he's not a believer while he's fornicating, meaning that the Iman, it decreases at that time, and it becomes the Iman that is obligatory. And therefore, what is understood from that, then in order for the Iman to be complete and the obligation of Iman to be fulfilled, one must leave off that which is prohibited. So therefore, not only performing the actions that are obligatory or the actions that are required or recommended and encouraged, any of the actions of obedience, naam, this is from Iman, but also leaving off the prohibitions and avoiding that which is disliked and staying away from the haram entirely. And leaving that off, this is also from al-Iman. This was found in those three narrations. We continue now with the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, wal hadith al-Shu'ab, hadith Shu'ab al-Iman, the narration with regards to the branches of faith. So it's narrated in Bukhari and in Muslim that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. That at Iman, sincere and true Islamic faith, it is 70 some odd branches, and its most virtuous branch is the statement لا إله إلا الله. ودناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, and its lowest branch is to remove some harm from the path. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان, and chastity, it is a branch from faith. It is a branch from faith. So we see in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has clarified that all of these affairs are from al-Iman. And this is a clear proof that Iman, just as the Salaf have mentioned, it is a statement on the tongue and an action of the body parts, and likewise it is a creed that is in the heart. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified in this narration that al-Iman is not one level and not one stage and not one degree. And not one degree, rather it's 70 some odd branches. Some of the ulama, they mentioned that this number is intended, and actually 70 some odd branches, and they have tried to number them, and have mentioned any 70 or more branches and issues that are considered or called iman in the text of the Quran and in the Sunnah. Others, they have mentioned what is intended by this 70 some odd branches, and many, many aspects. Not the number is not intended. But rather, what is intended is an abundance, Allah, the kathra. Naam, bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Al-Iman, faith, sincere Islamic faith, bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. 70 some odd branches. Naam, in any case, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this narration and the wording, fa'afdaruha, in its most virtuous. In one wording by Imam Ahmed, as is referred to in the text of the author, rahimahullah, a'laha, its highest branch. Also, it has come arfa'uha, the same meaning, its highest branch, its most lofty branch. Nam, and is the statement, la ilaha illallah. Is the statement, la ilaha illallah. So here we see that the highest branch of faith is the statement, and this is a statement. So this is clear evidence of the statement of the Salaf, that iman is qawlun, because the highest branch is qawl, la ilaha illallah. Nam, qawlun wa amalun. وَاعْتِقَاد نعم, a statement and action and creed and belief in the heart. Statement, but one must understand and realize that whenever this word al-qawl and the words derived from al-qawl, يعني قَالَ يَقُولُ قُلْ قَوْلًا يعني يَقُولُون or قُلْ أو قُولُ like this يعني قُلْتُ. Whenever it's mentioned, the word qawl and its derivatives in the Islamic texts and in the Sharia or Nusus al-Shar'iyya, what is intended and what is required is a statement on the tongue as well as the heart. As well as the heart, and this has preceded, but it's a very important point for the brothers and sisters to understand and for a Muslim to be upon clarity with regards to his deen, that whenever one says the shahada, that one states that on his tongue, but he must believe it in his heart. قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The statement, the most virtuous branch of faith is the statement لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. But we have seen that that statement will not benefit a person if he does not know what it means, and if he does, and even he knows what it means, but he does not believe it. He does not believe it. He says it outwardly, but he disbelieves in it inwardly, it will not benefit him. So therefore, when the word al-qawl, or what the reference to a statement is being referred to with regards to the text, what is intended is the statement of the heart, the statement of the tongue, as well as the heart, any the belief in the heart, the creed in the heart, that one says something on his tongue and he believes it in his heart. At that time, it's beneficial. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Say that we believe in that which is revealed to us, and that was revealed to Ibrahim and till the end of the ayat. So this must be said with the tongue, and likewise it must be said with the heart, meaning the creed must be in accordance with what the tongue is stating. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. قُلْ يَا, say that with your tongue and believe that in your heart. Oh, you disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, and with your tongue say that, and believe it in your heart. He is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the one and only. Can you not see if somebody said that with their tongue, but he believes that there's another God along with Allah? Hayyadan billah, will that statement benefit him? Is this what is intended by the قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْلًا? That's not what is. What is intended to say it with the tongue? Yes, to say it and to pronounce it, but to believe it in the heart as well. At that time it's beneficial. So here the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في هذا الحديث العظيم حديث الشعب قَوْ فَأَفْضَلُهَا أَوْ فَأَرْفَعُهَا أَوْ فَأَعْلَاهَا يعني الشعب قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ. The statement لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ. So this is an evidence for the fact that Iman is 70 some odd branches, and its highest branch is the statement with the tongue and the creed and the heart that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. That there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. This is Iman. The statement and that creed in the heart. The statement and this aqidah and this belief in the heart. نعم وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. And the lowest branch of faith is to remove some harm, to remove some trash, to remove something that is harmful from the path of the believers, from the path of the people. There is something, some trash in the way, or there's something that somebody, it may harm them, those who come after the individual. As he's passing by, he finds the harm in the path, the أذى, the trash, or the filth, or something that is harmful for the passerbys, or for the people who are coming down the street or down the path. To remove that from the path, to physically go and to remove that from the path, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is Iman. Rather, this is the lowest level of Al-Iman. The lowest branch of Al-Iman. Now, to remove that harm from the path. To see some trash. For example, somebody is coming to the masjid, and there's trash in the parking lot. This is adha. This is something that's harmful for the people to see, especially in the masjid or in the masjid parking lot. So a believer, from his iman and his faith, he'll pick that up and he'll move it and throw it in this proper place. He'll throw it in his proper place. Or even in the street or on the sidewalk in his neighborhood. And the likes like this, he will see trash, or he will see something that's harmful for the people, and he will remove it. And he will remove it because of his faith, and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves that. And from Iman is to remove the harm from the path of the people, especially from the path of the believers. Especially from the path of the believers. So this is something that is clearly an action that is done with the body parts. So this is a clear proof for what the ulama have mentioned, the ulama of hadith, the ulama of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that al-imanu qawlun wa amalun. It is statement and action. Statement and action. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-iman is 70 some odd branches, and from the lowest of those branches is to remove the harm from the path. This is called iman. This is called Iman. This is a branch from Al-Iman. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And bashfulness, shyness, chastity is a branch from Al-Iman, from faith. It's a branch of faith. So this haya is established in the heart. The haya and the chastity, the bashfulness and the shyness of an individual, of a believer, it's in the heart. It's in the heart. And it's from the greatest... aspects of faith, that a person is shy from Allah first and foremost. In Allah haqqu an yustahya minhu min an-nas. That as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that verily Allah has more right that one will be shy from him than the people. So a believer, he will be shy to disobey Allah azza wa jalla, and he will be shy that Allah would find him in a place that he has prohibited him, or the believer is shy that Allah will hear him saying with his tongue that Allah provided for him something that's not permissible. And a believer is shy that Allah will find him and see him listening with his ears that are a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla to that which is impermissible. So this bashfulness is, and the shyness, and is first and foremost with regards to Allah Azza wa Jalla, is definitely a branch of faith, and it's in the heart. It's in the heart. Also being shy from the foul actions and the foul conduct with the people, and to be shy to go out through the lands in a manner that is not proper, and to go out of the house in a manner that's not befitting. All of this is from shyness and from bashfulness, and this is from al-iman, that a believer, when he leaves his home, he goes out prepared to deal with life and to meet the people. He does not go out of his house in his pajamas, for example, or in his night garments. This is not proper for a believer, although it's permissible, but this is an affair that a believer, he'll be shy to go and face the people in this manner, much less go to Salat al-Fajr in that manner. Rather, he will have shyness to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal with his sleeping garments on. And he will adorn himself before he stands in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this is all from the bashfulness and from the haya that's in the heart of a believer. So this narration here, this great narration, the narration of the branches of faith, clearly clarifies that at Iman, it is a statement on the tongue as well as a belief in the heart. And also it is actions that are on the body parts. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has considered all of this to be from Al-Iman. He has considered all of this to be from Al-Iman, from Al-Iman. And all of them are branches and aspects of sincere faith, Islamic faith. Naam. So we benefit from these four narrations that have come so far. And the first one is the Hadith of Jibreel. The Hadith of Jibreel. And with regards to the clarification of Al-Iman. These narrations, they have many benefits in them and many rulings derived from them. But what we were discussing here is the issue, Masalat Al-Iman. And the fact that Al-Iman is creed in the heart. And it is also actions of the heart. And it is also actions on the body parts. And it is also statements on the tongue. Statements on the tongue. All of this is from Iman. So we benefit so far from this hadith that Al-Iman, it has a foundation. Al-Iman, it has a foundation and a base, and that is in the heart of a believer. And that is with regards to the six pillars of faith. And there's no Iman except by way of these first and foremost, establishing them in the heart of a believer. And from that faith, there stems the tree of Iman, the tree of faith, which also is included in the Iman, the actions of the heart as well, like hope and fear and love and trust and reliance as well. This stems from the foundation of Iman in the heart of a believer. We have seen that in the narrations that have preceded, and likewise in the verses that have preceded. Also, what we have benefited from these narrations as well is that actions like salat and of the body parts, actions like salat and paying the zakat, all of this is also from Al-Iman. And also making fasting in Ramadan and giving charity, all of this is from Al-Iman, and this has preceded. And also we have benefited from those texts that we have read today and in those previous classes, that leaving off that which is impermissible also is from Al-Iman. Also is from Al-Iman. And likewise today we have seen concise and inclusive narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and most beneficial narration, that also the statements and the actions and the belief is clearly from Al-Iman, and that Iman is more than one branch, and its highest level is to make the statement along with the certain belief that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And the lowest of those branches is to remove the harm from the path of the people. And also from the aspects or branches of faith is to have chastity and shyness in the heart of a believer. In the heart of a believer. So the Iman, it must be cultivated. And a believer, he must have concern for his Iman. And he must take care of his Iman. And we read the fifth narration with regards to the Safir. And it is the famous hadith of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi rahimahullah ta'ala, and it is collected by Tirmidhi and also by Ibn Majah and other than them rahimahumullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيم. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيم. And Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform him about an affair that he would not have to ask anyone else about it after, and to clarify for him something clearly from the deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told him to say قُل. From here now, what we have seen in the previous lessons, we know what is intended by this قُل آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. Is the intent of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he said here قُل, which is a derivative of قول, it's the amr, fil amr from al-qawl, is what is intended for him to just say that on his tongue? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Is this what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has intended for him and required for him, and this is the advice that he has for him, just to simply say it on his tongue, I believe in Allah? Or rather, is there another intent? Naam, that's right, there's another intent, and that is that what is intended from قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِلَا, say, I believe in Allah, say it with your tongue and with your heart. Say it with your tongue in statement, and believe it in your heart in creed. I believe in Allah. I believe in Allah. Say, I believe in Allah. Naam, but then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this concise and comprehensive advice, he said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. ثُمَّ استقيم, and then be upright, and then be steadfast upon obedience, and then be upright upon istiqama, and that which that creed in your heart and that statement that you made in your tongue necessitates, from being submissive and humble before Allah Azza wa Jal, and submitting to Him with tawheed, and complying to His commandments in obedience, and staying away from His prohibitions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worshipping Him alone with no partners, and fulfilling the rites of His tawheed, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and following His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, precisely, and with truth. Naam, this is what that means. Say, I believe, and then be like this. And he, because the one who believes along with that statement and that creed, if it's correct, it brings about istiqamah for him. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast and upright upon piety and righteousness, upon tawheed wa sunnah, upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what that statement requires, and likewise that's what that creed necessitates. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. Say, I believe in Allah. Naam, but then after that, what do you have to do? ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Then you have to be upright. Then you have to be steadfast. Then you have to be obedient to Allah. Then you have to learn His commandments and obligations and perform them with sincerity and with humbleness and submission to His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to likewise follow His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the manner of performing that, and the manner of submission, and the way to comply to those commandments. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified that. So, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. You have to pronounce that and say it with your tongue, because iman is a statement on the tongue. But likewise, you have to say it as well with your heart, by believing that with certainty and having the firm creed that He is Allah, and you believe in Him as your creator and sustainer and provider, and that you will return to Him and He will hold you accountable. Say, I believe in Allah, the one who is worthy of worship, and there's none worthy of worship besides Him alone with no partners, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then be steadfast and upright. Because along with that statement, which is considered al-Iman, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and that creed in the heart, which is also al-Iman, likewise this necessitates al-istiqamah ala al-ta'ati wal-khudu'i lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala bi-imtithal. بِامْتِثَالِ الْأَوَامِرِ وَتَرْكِ النَّوَاهِي. This necessitates for a believer likewise to comply to Allah, to submit and surrender to Him by complying to the commandments and performing them, and staying away from their prohibitions and avoiding them. At this time the person's faith is strong, and the al-Iman al-Wajib is complete, and now he can start competing with the righteous in the ranks of piety and taqwa, and trying to draw nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, and competing in al-Iman al-Mustahab, the affairs of al-Iman al-Mustahab. Naam, yani the affairs of Iman that are not obligatory. Yani the affairs that are that draw near to Allah, and the actions of obedience that are not obligatory. After establishing that which is required and an obligation with regards to the rights of al-Iman, now a believer, he competes with those who compete. فَلِذَلِكَ فَلَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And for this, you need the high ranks in paradise and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and nearness to Him and to see Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, let the believers compete. Those who are competing, let them compete in this. وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. And race and compete one another in the goodness, and hasten and race to or compete to the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to His Jannah. But this is first after establishing that obligation. establishing the obligation of al-iman, and then after that, increasing in the actions of obedience and the actions of righteousness and piety. So again, we have seen that al-iman is statement and action and creed. Statement of the heart, statement of the tongue as well as a statement of the heart. When we say statement of the heart, this means creed and belief. And also it is actions of the body parts, which is clear, and also actions of the heart. This is also considered iman. And just as the body parts perform actions, likewise the heart performs actions. The actions of the heart is secondary, coming from the statement of the heart. The statement of the heart is first. The creed in the heart is first. Al imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawmin akhiri wal iman bil qadri khayrihi wa sharri, that's the asl. After that, then the heart likewise has actions. A'mal al-qulub min al-raja wal-khawf wal-tawakkul wal-thiqa billah wal-itimad alayhi subhanahu wa ta'ala wal-isti'ana bihi tabarak wa ta'ala wa inaba ilayhi. Now to repent to him and to trust him and to rely upon him and to hope for him and his reward and hope for his aid and his support and to fear him subhanahu wa ta'ala al-khashya. All of these are affairs of the heart and actions of the heart that proceed from the foundation of al-iman. All of it is iman. And likewise, the actions on the body parts also is al-iman. And likewise, the statements on the tongue also is al-iman. To say la ilaha illallah is iman. Muhammadur Rasulullah is iman. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is all iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. This is all iman. Statements of iman. To call your brother to goodness and to teach the people the khayr and to remind them of that which is obligatory upon them and to warn them from that which is haram. This is all from al-iman. Da'wah ilallah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from al-iman. To give sincere advice is from al-iman. To direct your brother to that which is good for him in the deen and in the dunya, this is al-iman. This is from iman, and this is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a statement on the tongue and the creed in the heart and the actions on the body parts. This is the reality of al-iman. So we have also benefited from this, that al-iman is not one level. And the ulama, they have mentioned about what is considered as al-iman al-wajib wa al-iman al-mustahab. And then also they have other terminology, like they will say al-iman al-mutlaq wa mutlaqu al-iman. And these terms that the ulama, they use to refer to al-iman. And al-iman al-wajib, this is the iman that is obligatory for a believer to perform. Naam, so there is the foundation of al-iman, any that a person enters into al-Islam by way of, and then after that, that iman, it must be completed, and it's not complete, and he's not a true believer, or his iman is not correct and proper and sound and complete until he fulfills the rites of al-iman. So then from that stage of entering into the fold of al-Islam and being a believer, considered in general a believer, and this is called mutlaqu al-iman. He has the foundation of, or aslu al-iman, the foundation of al-iman. But after that, a believer must strive to complete the iman. And there are obligations that must be performed for that iman to be complete. If he fulfills those obligations about iman, he becomes a complete believer. And he becomes from those whom Allah has promised to enter paradise without any reckoning or without any punishment. The one who has fulfilled the rites of al-iman. And this is by performing that which is obligatory upon him and leaving off that which is impermissible. Entirety, all of the obligations he performs them to the best of his ability, and that which is haram and impermissible, he leaves them off entirely. The one who lives upon this way and dies upon that way, نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله, then he has the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, the promise to enter paradise, and he will not be punished. You know, this person who lives upon piety and righteousness, upon obedience, and he fulfilled the obligations of al-iman in this manner, by complying to the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions, and he died in that state from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, this one is promised with paradise, and the fire will not touch him. لا يسمعون حسيسها. They will not. The fire will not even touch. They will not even hear its breath. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As for the believer who has aslu al-iman, or he has mutlaqu al-iman, he has the foundation of al-iman, yani he's a believer, but he did not fulfill the rights of al-iman, the obligatory rights, meaning his iman is deficient. This person, the scholars, they call him al-mu'minu, al-mu'minun naqis al-iman. Al-mu'minu naqis al-iman, or al-mu'min naqis al-iman. He's a believer with deficient faith. He's a believer with deficient faith. Yani because by not fulfilling the rights of al-iman, this means that he has either left off an obligation that it's an incumbent for him to perform, or he has performed a prohibition and perpetrated that which is impermissible. And yani by falling into the major sins. And yani whether it's by leaving off that which is an obligation to perform, or by falling into that which is haram and impermissible, he has fallen into major sin. This person, his iman is deficient. His iman is fallen and decreased accordingly. So the believer, so the ulama, they call him a believer with his iman, yani mu'minun bi imanihi fasiqun bi kabiratihi, that he is a believer because of his iman, but he's a fasiq because of his major sin. So then we see that this type of individual is gathered inside of him khayrun wa shar, and this person, he has good and bad in him. Though then in the people from this aspect are three types. Yani there's people that have al-khayr al-mahd, nasal Allah azza wa jalla min fadlihi, that they have nothing but good. They're all good. They're all good. Their hearts are good, and because of that, their iman is strong, and their hearts are alive, and they're obedient to Allah. And then there are those people who have nothing but evil. They have, meaning they're not Muslims. They're evil. They have nothing good with them. Some people in this life, as Muslims, they're confused with this affair. They see the disbelievers, they have this in this life, and they see that, and they think that they have nothing. If they die in that place, they will never have mercy from Ar-Rahman. لا يرحمهم الرحمن من مات على الشرك عياذا بالله لا يرحمه الرحمن لا يرحمه الرحمن. The most gracious will not have mercy on him. The one who dies upon disbelief. So the one who is a disbeliever, he has shar mahf. Pure evil. He does not have any faith or any goodness with him. Any goodness with him in his heart. And then there are people who have iman with them. The foundation of iman, or the fundamentals of faith, are with them. They're believers. But also along with that belief, they have mixed it with shar. They have mixed it with evil. They have mixed it with disobedience. Lesser than shirk, or lesser than any than major shirk, and lesser than major disbelief, and lesser than major thulm and oppression. So they're still believers, but they're mixed. They mix their faith with sin. They mix their faith with disobedience. They mix their faith with obstinate rebellion against the commandments of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the scholars, they call this one mu'minun bi imanihi fasiqun bi kabiratihi. He's a believer because of his faith, but he's a fasiq, a corrupt, wicked individual because of his sin. So this person is gathered in between him shar wa evil accordingly. So some and likewise, the threat for this person in the fire is accordingly. This person right here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned in the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu, that he is tahta mashiyati. That whoever performed something from these sins and he died upon that, then he's under the will of Allah. تحت مشيئة الله إن شاء عذب وإن شاء إن شاء غفر له أو عفى عنه. نعم كما جاء في الحديث. That if Allah, the one who dies upon this major sin, if Allah wills, He will punish him, and if Allah wills, He will pardon him and forgive him. But in any case, the creed for the belief of Ahl Sunnah with regards to that person is that his abode will be the Jannah. Even if he's punished in the hellfire, the punishment of the believer, the one who has the asl of faith in his heart, then he will not abide therein forever, nor will he be punished, the punishment of the disbelievers, and nor will he enter the fire, the entrance of the disbelievers. They will enter the fire in humiliation in a manner, and they will never exit. And a believer, he will not enter in that manner, but yadhin billah, from entering the fire. This is not to make the issue sound light, but rather it must be known the difference between the way the people enter the hellfire, and also the difference between the way the people that enter the Jannah. So some people enter the Jannah, as I have mentioned, first and foremost, with those who go in, with no punishment and no reckoning. And then from those people, there are those who have higher ranks than others, and they have more honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are those who enter the Jannah after being purified in the fire. After being purified in the fire. There are those who are given a quick or swift reckoning. Their reckoning is light. A light reckoning, and then after that they enter the paradise. Others, then some will enter the hellfire first, and then after that they will come into the they'll be allowed to enter the paradise. And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about the last one to enter the paradise, the last one to leave the hellfire and to enter the paradise. Allahu Akbar. All of this is clearly clarifies that the people of Iman, they're different stages and different levels, because the Iman in their heart and on their tongues and in their actions was different. Different. And so therefore their reward is different. Their reward varies based upon the variation or based upon how much the faith fluctuates. Whenever it's strong, the actions are beautiful and good and beneficial, and so are the statements. And whenever it weakens, then likewise, accordingly, the statements become weaker and the actions likewise become weaker. But something that a believer should be aware of and know, that with regards to the Iman, whenever it weakens, and we've been discussing this issue, that for example, if the person, he commits zina, عَيَذٍ بِاللَّهِ, what happens to his faith? لَا يَزْنِي زَانِي حِنَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, the one who commits fornication, he's not a believer while he's committing fornication, meaning his Iman is decreasing. And also the one who is stealing, or the one who is lying, or the lies like this, while he's committing that sin, this is causing his Iman to decrease. But a believer should not despair, because if he felt remorse after that, and he remembered Allah Azza wa Jal, and he repented from that sin, the Iman will go back. And sometimes after a person falls into sin, from the favor of Allah and a blessing upon him, he will give him success to repent, and his Iman will become stronger than it was before. Because of the sincerity of that person's repentance and his regret and his remorse and his disobedience. Then Allah favors that believer, and he gives him success to be even stronger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his mercy and to give us hearts full of iman, and you know we're قلوبنا بنور الإيمان واليقين ويثبتنا جميعا على الحق والهدى حتى نلقاه سبحانه وتعالى إنه جواد كريم. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.